This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, it's me, Tate George, Scotty Burrell, Alex Ariake, Jake Boskal, just the boys, mm-hmm. you know, and we're...
Josh Boone, was he there?
The Boone! Boondocks. So, we're kicking it, just straight kicking it, having fun, you know, Ryan Boatwright. Everybody's just fucking cutting loose, and it's one of those times that you get to just be yourself, and it's not all about who's best at shooting it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at Lake Kwasi, and we're on the big pirate ship that, you know— goes so far to one side.
You almost think it's going to go all the way.
Almost feel like it's going to flip.
I heard it did.
Side.
I heard it did.
It has done it.
It got stuck up there.
Because they have to keep it so loose in order to make it feel scary.
Yeah, I heard it did.
That it actually could go all the way over if people weighs too much on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm always leaning forward to be safe. But so Alex is getting scared and Tate's trying to calm him down. And Burrell, always the trouble starter, is really like building Alex up. Like, you're going to tip, you're going to tip, you're going to tip. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, we're not going to tip if we stay lean forward, like what I said. So finally, Alex gets so scared and he gets so tense
mm-hmm.
that he squeezes his frosty milkshake.
Oh, no.
And it shoot out right at the time that the boat is going upside down and it hit a lady in the face with the frosty milkshake.
Not a frosty milkshake.
And it looks so funny. But then she starts choking.
On the cold milkshake.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And Bish got brain freeze as well.
Oh, yes, and worse. And she wasn't breathing for 6 or 7 minutes.
Oh, that's that could give you the worst brain freeze of all.
Brutal.
Hi. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up?
People have been saying they've been getting lost when I do it too fast. They say at home, they say, wait a second, hold up?
Yeah.
It's some kind of book?
And people also have been saying that they don't understand that the what up is being said by a demon who haunts the podcast, you know?
People have really not been.
And so that's why.
That element of the mythology has really been going over
completely
people's
fallen by the wayside, yeah. And we used to talk about it so much. And go back and listen by Howell.
And
so go ahead. What are you going
to
say?
Well, I just sort of thought it was obvious. I didn't think it was something we had to talk about.
No, we wouldn't be doing this of our own free will. You know, we only do it because a demon forces us. And why else would we be here? No one listens, and we don't appear to even really enjoy what we're doing half the time. Just grasping around. I feel like Mr. Bean when he went out with no clothes on out of his hotel room and then got locked out and is running around covering... put an exit sign on his rear end and an out-of-order sign on his wee-wee.
I feel like Mr. Bean, when he was trying to put stuffing in the turkey, love stuffing, more and more stuffing, can't have enough, getting very greedy with the stuffing, went so far inside, head stuck. But that's actually a good segue to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Want to talk about. A lot of other people did their Thanksgiving podcast the week before it happened.
Yep.
We like to do it after...
cut through the noise.
Mm-hmm. To talk about the stuff that no one else will talk about, like turkey make you sleepy and the science behind that.
If we wear a red shirt on the day everyone has a red shirt on, you don't see us. But mm-hmm. if we wait a week until they got the green shirt on, boom, we show up in red. It's like, wait a second, what the fuck is these guys doing? I got to pay attention. And you do got to pay attention. Because the truth is that we talk about Thanksgiving haze and this day that's supposed to be so special.
It's great, right? Everyone
Oh, Oh, yeah.
Eat the food.
And the
watch
family.
Football. Go and, America.
And it's a lie, and the story's a lie. And as one Native American, it's not Thanksgiving. It's actually Thanksgiving and no Thanksgiving. And that's what America did to the true Americans who actually were here living off the land. And the true story, which was passed down by oral tradition, and I've told you many times, is that it wasn't a bunch of white people cooking turkey and saying, oh, I'm glad my mommy and daddy gave me all the, stuff in the linen sheets.
Because that's what people say it is.
Yes.
They say it's a bunch of white people cooking turkey. This is a story. And they're glad that mommy and daddy give them all the stuff and the linen sheets.
Yes. And that's what Hallmark would have you believe. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry. That's not exactly what happened.
There are a lot of, and you've told me this many times, because it's your duty to pass along the oral tradition because you're not allowed to write anything down.
And I'm thankful
and
for this platform.
It.
I could write it down because I have the gifts of the white man as well.
But you choose not to because it's against the rules.
Well, we don't see that as a necessary piece of communication. Because also, if you saw Invention of Lying, you know that white man invented lying. And that,
God was the first lie.
Yes. And that God was the first lie, and if God didn't exist, we'd have to invent him, Voltaire said. So when you watch Invention of Lying, what you'll notice is there is not a lot of Native American chiefs in their headdress lying. Those guys would be honest.
There's a reason they're not in them.
You wouldn't come and say, oh, there's a bear over there, and then there isn't one.
Yeah.
Because then you'd be in trouble. And so we would communicate only through oral tradition,
mm-hmm.
and that is because we are saying the truth. And what I'm thankful for today is this platform where I can be oral, and it does get recorded, written down in a way,
so,
to yes. the listeners.
So let's talk about some of the myths where, for example, people say pilgrims come over on the boat and that it was like a pretty good ratio, guys and girls. It was a sausage fest.
It was hard sausage fest. Total sausage party. All dem dudes was hugging up on each other. And that's fine, but just say that's what you did, you know? Mm-hmm. People also say, dude didn't smoke cheap. But guess what? They were puffing the kind herbs, and they were getting crazy lifted.
Mm-hmm.
So much they couldn't see straight.
And that was the purest kind. It was more pure because it hadn't been infected by GMOs and Monsanto.
Yeah, and parabens. And if you think about, like, some of the shit these dudes come up with, you had to be on dope.
Mm-hmm.
Because really look at, like, okay, I'm just going to stack these sticks up together and live under them? That's nuts.
It's like you had to have been tripping and also to come up with the idea of like wearing a hat with a belt on it.
Oh, gosh. Because you don't need that's to like, hold your hat up.
That's like what your most fucked up friend would do.
Dude, yeah. It's honestly the equivalent of having a lampshade on your head. So one myth about the Indian guys, us, mm-hmm. is that they're in teepees and they're not chill. Well, actually, they are chill and actually, yeah, they are in teepees as well.
So part of it, but part of it is true. But the pervasive myth is that they're in teepees and they're not chill.
Oh,
those
please.
Things have always gone hand in hand.
When they're in there, they're being chill. And if you actually stuck your head in a teepee every once in a while instead of sticking your head in a book written by a white man, you might find out that we are chilling in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that if we say, oh, you know, be careful when you go outside, there's a bear out there, that we're actually telling the truth. And that's why the story of the boy who cried bear is not about a Native American chill, dude. It's about, like, guess what? A Caucasian.
Yet another.
Yeah, have you had enough of them yet?
Yeah.
Here's another story. The mashed potatoes were lumpy at that first one, at the first Thanksgiving. Okay. They were, no.
They were very smooth.
So creamy. Mm-hmm. So creamy. Because they actually had some milk in them, and they had been mushed, mashed down for a long time. Smashed potatoes have lumps. Mashed potatoes are creamy.
And they did, yes. And they did have smashed potatoes as well. The red russet potatoes with the skin on. But the smashed potatoes were a separate dish. So when people say the mashed potatoes were lumpy, that's what makes it mythological.
And here's another thing. When the Sausage Fest landed here, the myth is that you learn in school that a lot of the Indian women, the squaws, didn't have that dynamite coochie blow your mind. When in fact, they did.
It was Yankin.
It was.
That's where the idea of like Yankees, you know, that's where that term came from.
Yeah.
Because it was Yankin.
Yeah. And also, you know, some people think that white people started stealing the property because they wanted to sort of institute this like colonial law or whatever that they had learned in Europe or something.
Yeah.
But actually.
Fake.
That's total fake. And Columbus, speaking of Yankin, saw one freaking Native American dude like me jerking his crank and got real jealous because let's face it, ladies, we've got big ones. And so one of the big myths that happens is like, oh, they had like these laws and institutions. They were like more advanced. It's like actually they were just less advanced downstairs and got so mad that they were like, no one else allowed here. I own this now. About like a tree.
And to also claim that they invented jerking it.
Oh, yeah. Because he also was like, that looks like it would feel good.
When really, yes. When really Native Americans had been jerking it for eons.
Meanwhile, Big Chief Stroking Hog was like, yeah, it looks that way because it is that way, Holmes, and was trying to be cool about it.
What they were doing when they landed to jerk it was just
Plymouth Rock.
Yes, was just what the pilgrims were doing was just kind of dipping it in a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they thought.
And just
jerking
leaving
it
there.
And they were like, oh, we love, no, this is awesome.
Oh, it feels
this,
so
this
good.
Feels amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, but they were just faking because that was like the social mores of the time. And that was actually what they left England to escape.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's so crazy is the whole reason they all got on those boats was because we're only allowed to sort of let it sit in the water, just sort of gently float there. And no one wanted to do that anymore. And also, when you went to someone's house, you never knew if you could take a drink from their glass of water or not. So it was solving a lot of problems that the white man had. And then they don't give credit. And then they also are like, oh, but give thanks. And it's supposedly about all this other stuff or whatever that it's not. And it's not real.
But they said, you know, they went too far in the one direction. You know, they hear about jerking it from the Indians, they start jerking it, but they got a lot of diseases because they stopped dipping their stuff in the water at all.
You still gotta clean it.
You still have to dip it in the water
sometimes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and we dip it in the water after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not every time, but a lot of the time.
What else was fake about that stuff?
Oh, so supposedly, like, the Indians, like, brought a raccoon to dinner and were like, this is what we eat? But actually, no, that was Columbus. He did that, and the Indians, me, I was like, dude, that's fucked up. Why don't you eat this, like, pig I cooked in this pot?
Mm-hmm.
That's America.
What about the idea that somebody accidentally, one of the white kids at the dinner accidentally invented corn?
Thank you for bringing that up.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't think so. He actually was scared of the corn and was like trying to fight it with a knife.
Mm-hmm. And did eat it for the first time, but that was an accident.
Chopped it because he thought it was a monster coming for him and then screamed so loud the corn got in his mouth. That's not inventing it. That's just having some of it. The guy who invented it actually was one of my grandfather's good friends. Because we live for a super long time. And
you become trees.
Yeah.
And you sort of get your skin turns sort of tree stuff.
Yeah.
Tree
gets
style.
Thick and strong. And we just sort of root into the earth. We dig our little footsies into the dirt until we just sort of can chill there and just be chill like we are in our teepees. And that, yeah. And my grandfather's buddy, chief corn inventor. Yeah, so he did it. And that's why we get to eat the food. So think about that next Thanksgiving when your family's like, hey, are you coming home for Thanksgiving? Be like, no.
What about the rumor that Sacagawea. I'm sorry.
Is how we say it.
What about the rumor that that Sacagawea did, like, flash everybody for like 1 second.
Yeah.
Just like the quickest flash.
Just gave a quick peek.
On a dare.
Yeah, that happened.
Could you see it? Because a lot of people said that they could see it, but I think it was like too quick.
Yeah, I mean,
it was
you
like,
could get
it was
a
like
sense
this.
Of it.
It was like this. It was like this.
Yeah, your mind fills it in afterwards in a way, like what you expected to see. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you were really going to be able to capture it in any meaningful way from the pure visual, just because it was so fast.
Was it like was it that fast? What is your memory of how fast it was?
I guess to sort of verbalize it for everyone, it was
and that's the whoo is the up and the boo is like down. And that
again,
was how
that
fast
just speaks to chillness and actually being cool and just going like, yeah, fuck, I'm having fun. Like, you want to see it here? Here you go. And then like, just like, all right, cool. And let's now hand me the, you know, pasta, spaghetti beans. And that's what we were about back then.
So that's about Thanksgiving being fake. We have some incredible guests. And the show, the guys from Trends with Benefits who also work at Earwolf Studios are here, Agata, Gabe, and July. They're on the show on Hollywood Handbook. So we get to the first break, and Tony Kornheiser leans over and is like, hey, I noticed during like the times we were talking about sports on the show, you were talking about how you were like stronger than a lot of those guys. Like, is that true? Like, are you really that strong?
If you have to ask.
And so I said, Tony, I'd like you to watch what I'm about to do to the desk. And I put my, you know, I kind of grab it with my hands and I'm going like,
pretending it's hard to lift.
Well, and then I just let go. And Tony's like, well, you didn't lift the desk. It's same place. And I say, Tony, look closer at the surface of the desk. And there are these like very deep handprints inside the desk because I wasn't trying to lift it.
No,
you were trying to squeeze it.
Yes.
I tried to squeeze it very hard.
And imagine that power that if you wanted to put a dent in something.
What I would do to like a football, for example, I notice when they play the game, they're just catching it and it remains.
They're holding it.
They're holding it.
It looks like they're trying to hold it tight, but then it might go bouncing, dribbling around the field. And it's like, well, why don't they just squish it into a little
a worm.
Flat smush.
Yeah, I could make it into a worm.
You make it into a worm, and then you just open your gullet and just drain it straight down.
And freak everyone out.
Yes, and scare them.
Eating worms.
Why did he eat that football worm, a man might say.
Hey!
Hi.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up?
I forgot to take a breath at
the beginning. No, you don't need it. You don't need
a
breath. Hey.
I was supposed to do it before I did
it. Forget it. I thought it sounded good that you were running out of steam. I actually like the way that sounds. So we've got such a great show, we think, and we just hope it goes well. And a lot of times we just wonder, will it be good? And we don't know. So this is one of those. And we have these guests, and I don't know if you know about other podcasts. We certainly don't. But people are making them all the time and I guess trying to do what we do.
And these guys are here, and they host a podcast called Trends with Benefits. And that's a very generous way of us describing them first as podcasters instead of as Earwolf employees,
mm-hmm.
which is what they also are.
Yes, and just sort of a collection of if you go to an Arby's or something, people are cooking roast beef in the back, and maybe you don't ever see them because you're just there to eat a sandwich. And that's what Earwolf is like. It's like somebody's got to cook the roast beef.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all podcast hosts or even engineers who are kind of trash in their own right. There's other pieces of the machine. So to us, these guys seem like little kids, and what we want to do is kind of, he had an idea to launch Wolf Cool Jr. and something aimed at sort of people just starting out at life.
We can talk. Do we want to save that? I do want to talk about some rules for the Earwolf studio.
Well, that might help us just in terms of when we do discuss Wolf Cool Jr., how they should respond.
Yes. And I appreciate the instinct now to not say anything at all.
I love that I haven't heard a peep out of them.
Hi, thanks for having us on the show, guys.
That's great. I love hearing that because when I emailed you earlier today, not because of not being able to get other guests, we can get whoever we want.
Yeah, no, this is a favor we're doing for you.
I send the email 10:52 a.m. Almost 3 hours later, the response comes in. Yeah, we're available. That's what it says.
I'm sorry. I was making sure that
this is the voice of one of the main ones.
This is the face of the podcast that they do. This is the face that they're putting forward. I can't dare to imagine what these other ghouls would do.
And she's one of the main
communicating
ones.
Communicating with a...
And we have more some of the secondary ones here as well.
Hi.
And okay, who said that?
Hi, I'm Gabe. How are you?
Good. Okay, Gabe. How do I remember this? Let's come up with a device, Hayes.
Gabe.
Broccoli Rabe is the only thing that
rhymes
with
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Now I can only think of that.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's pronounced Broccoli Rob. So God.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess in a way he gave me a bad example of what a mnemonic device might be.
That's good. I can remember that.
Yes. And then the other guy?
I'm very sick. Hello. All right.
What's your name?
July is my name.
This is July. He's the tertiary of the trio. But he's the youngster. The little baby.
Let's get into some ground rules, Gabe.
Sure.
So, just dry run, just random scenario off the top of my head.
Which one of you, I'm sorry, when you say tertiary, which one of you is Yakko and which is Wacko? If this one is Dot.
I'm Wacko and okay. Agata is Yakko.
Okay,
I'm in the number two spot.
Now I understand everything.
And Cody's kind of the baby who keeps asking why.
So let's go over some ground rules, because we share a lot of time together in the studio. We're around each other a lot. We want everything to like sort of run smoothly. You talked about how you guys make all this roast beef.
Mm-hmm.
That's mostly for Jeff Garland. That's not really, you know. Like, we don't deal with you as much on the, like, roast beef front.
Yeah.
And I know he doesn't have a podcast here anymore, really, and so...
But he stops by for the roast beef.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But in terms of other interactions, yes. We do have a couple of rules that we want to take care of.
So, let's say you're here, you're on your laptop, you're doing something, and I can't even guess what it would be, and... Somebody like a Hayes Davenport gets off the elevator. walks in, peeks his head in the studio, and seems to be looking for the engineer. You know where the engineer is. What might one of you say?
Let's just walk through it from the beginning. So it goes ding, and the door's open. Uh-huh. And
Hi, Hayes. How's it going?
Okay, stop.
No hug?
You want a hug before I even say hi?
Maybe a hug instead of the hi. Okay. Did you need the hi?
I mean, a hug would suffice for me. Okay.
I have some fresh roast beef if anybody wants roast beef.
Okay, and so now you're confusing Hayes with Jeff Garland. And that's a mistake that we never want to make.
Well, Jeff Garland. For everybody, it's not just for Jeff.
Well, yes.
I know this is what you're supposed to say to Jeff Garland. You're just offering
people
up.
People stop by all the time for the roast beef. But let's be frank, only Jeff Garland is eating that roast beef.
It's true.
So let's just call it like we see it, you know? And that's part of the rules that we want. We want you to be honest. We don't want you to say hi. We want to hug.
Say, if you're going to say anything, say, get in here.
Okay.
Get in here, you.
Yes. And then commence the hug. And then let's start from there. Or let's start from the top, actually. I just want to make sure we have this exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ding.
Hug.
You're supposed to say, get in here.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said hug for... Okay, get in here, Hayes.
No, you're gesturing towards a door.
No,
it's not
no,
like
no.
Get into the room. It's like get into my
He's
body
in
for
the
hug.
Oh,
and I don't want
this.
You to be the only one doing this. Okay. Like let's have Gabe do it. Gabe has been listening very closely.
It's not a boy-girl thing. I think Gabe's going to nail this. Now, okay. Gabe, forget Hayes. Let's say I get off the elevator. Ding. Whoosh.
Okay, well, I haven't worked here in over a year.
Okay.
But
this is too much conversation for the beginning.
Okay. Now, I'll pretend
Sean
still
just walked in the room for you to say, okay, I haven't worked here in over a year. Is just such a bizarre way to greet somebody.
It's so strange for me because I would not know the difference. I think I've made that very clear.
That's fine. That's fine.
I have roast beef, but it's not for you.
July? What you can do is, since I'm not Jeff, is you cannot even bring up the roast beef to me. You know, because it's not going to matter. You don't have to tell me that it's not for me. You don't have to offer it for me.
Okay.
So, okay.
I'm just sitting here and
so Gabe,
not
you seem,
being eaten.
July. So, Gabe, you seem to think I want a conversation or that I have information that I need.
No, you're right. Okay, so...
let's start from the top.
Yeah, let's start from the top.
Okay.
Ding! Whoosh!
Hi, Sean. Come on in.
No, not come on in. It's get in here. And something that maybe you would say to me that you wouldn't say to Hayes is... Nice outfit, Sean.
Oh, yeah. Looking sharp, buddy.
Yeah, maybe we like the clothes I have on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you're saying this in the middle of the hug, sort of feeling the fabric with your hands on his back.
This is nice. What is this? And you sort of rub it between two fingers. And then, and I wouldn't mind this in the middle of the hug, too. Like, that does me good.
And this should be quiet because you're right in his ear.
Yes, okay. It's very quiet and it's almost to yourself, but it's the idea that the hug is some strong medicine for you.
Okay. All right. I think I have it. Can I try again?
What do you think, Hayes?
Let's kick it over to July.
I think July's going to nail this one. He's been here the whole time and he's really got the eye of the tiger.
He's definitely worked here within the past year.
Yeah, and even if he hadn't, he wouldn't necessarily lead with that.
makes me wonder what happened. What did Gabe do?
Or not do. Or fail to do, you know?
Not eat the roast beef, if that's what we're talking about.
July, it's like an obsession. It's like a very strange tick that you have, and I'm beginning to wonder if you need medicine for it. Hug medicine. Let's make it that Hayes and I have both arrived now. This is a bit of a curveball.
Ding, ding. Whoosh, whoosh.
Get in here. A hug.
That's too tight, July. That's too tight a squeeze.
July, that was much too tight a squeeze. trying to hug both of us at the same time, you just ended up kind of like feeling both of our faces because your arms aren't very long.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just kind of ended up putting your hands on both of our faces.
And the get in here appeared to be inspired by the get over here that Scorpion says in the Mortal Kombat series.
You caught me. I'm a big gamer.
Yes. Well, that's not what today is about.
Shout out to all my game heads out there.
July, it's not a. This is not a place to shout out to your game
to
heads.
To any game, anybody's game heads.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start. Let's go back to Agata.
Okay, what?
Ding, ding, whoosh. Only one of the elevator doors opened, you'll notice. So what do you do now?
Shit, one of the elevators is broken.
But first, shouldn't you give a hug to
no
the guy
hug?
who did get out of the elevator?
Which one got out of the elevator?
Does it matter? Like, it's a hug.
That's like what you're worried about? Would one of us not get a hug and one would?
Is the outfit nice?
Well, if someone's stuck in an elevator, I think that's more important.
Than what?
Than hugging the other person.
Well, okay, well, if you think you're going to solve the elevator being stuck before the hug finishes, then congratulations, because you know a little more about elevators than I do, and I know quite a bit.
All right, fair point. I do a hug and then I fix the elevator.
Okay. How do you fix it?
I don't know.
Too long. Yeah. Well, you certainly had time for the hug. We found that out. You were jumping the gun on fixing it.
You send Cody to chew through a cable that got caught up in the rafters.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Maybe the scenario we started with of us walking through the office was a little too complicated. Let's remove us from it. New scenario. You're going through a trash can. You find a fine Bulgari watch and some Persol sunglasses. You know that Hayes is sponsored by both these companies and that he loves a strong masculine watch face and sunglasses with the little keyhole and under the nose area. How do you get Hayes' materials back, or do you?
And this is an open question. This question is open to whoever has the quickest mind, because mm-hmm. time is a factor in this situation, and I'm not just talking about the perpetually flowing second hand on the watch. Because you notice I'm not saying tick, 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 because the way the second hand flows, it's just like a tick. See?
Right.
We would just email you and say, Hayes, come pick up your stuff.
Pretty informal. Hayes. So we're just calling him Hayes. We have his email somehow. and then it's come pick up your stuff. You're coming to her. Do you like that, Hayes?
I'm coming to pick up my stuff from you.
Yeah.
And what stuff is this?
The sunglasses and the watch.
It's like you don't even know the hug brands. Yeah.
How many hugs do you want?
I'm just going to come pick up. You're just telling me to come pick up some stuff that I left in the office and there's no presentation of any kind of hug?
Was it left? I mean, it was left in the garbage? Is this in the garbage here at the office?
Well, yeah. He was probably trying to prove a point.
Okay. Well, I would start an email. I would say, Mr. Davenport, please provide an address where I can overnight these items to you.
Mm-hmm. And then does he get a hug afterwards?
Yeah, I would put a bunch of O's representing the hugs from X and O at the bottom. O, comma, Gabe.
Well, that's a big whiff on that answer. In July, I'm not even going to walk through what Gabe did wrong, but why don't you lay on us, and I think you're going to get this one. You look like you've really got it figured out now.
Yeah. Okay. So just to be clear, I will wash my hands before going into
thank
the garbage.
You, July. Mm-hmm. Thank you very
because
much.
Because one for one.
Yep. Yes.
Because I have nobody been touching a lot watching. Of roast beef all day long, and I don't want anyone to get the idea that I'm didn't contaminating what, the roast beef at all.
And that honestly, if that's a euphemism for hugging one of us, like touching a lot of roast beef,
mm-hmm.
that's okay with me, and I actually prefer it. Okay. Go on.
Yeah. So I wash my hands very thoroughly. I jump into the garbage.
Got to get all the way in there because it is a deep can. Yes. And July, as we said, is not a tall guy.
And I'm sort of stuck there for maybe 3 hours. So it'll give me a good enough time to sort of
to acclimate.
Explore.
Sure. And yeah. Yes. You end up sort of having to sweat your way out.
Yeah.
Once you're in there.
And so I find your precious items and I go over to your house and sort of like push them in through the mail slot.
You can't hug through a mail slot. So if you're pushing the items that way, it seems like you're skipping a big step in the process of giving him his stuff back.
I'm going to get hurt, actually, in the process. I'm potentially going to get hurt trying to hug you. In that situation, right?
Yeah, you would.
Mm-hmm.
You would get hurt.
And you didn't say get in here, either to me for the hug or to the items to go through the mail slot.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say get in here to anybody.
I want to get the ground rules.
Yeah, what do you want us to do?
I appreciate the lessons.
Yeah. Well, these are the best ways to learn because the ground rules are do it the good way, the smart, nice way. And, Hayes, do you just want to walk them through another scenario and see if we get some more clarity for them?
It's hard for me to do it at this point because I haven't received a hug through this entire conversation that we've been having. Nobody snuck up on me and sort of gave me a nice squeeze
from behind.
And I've been sort of deliberately like facing each one of you head on, hoping that one of the other ones would sneak up on me and give me a, like maybe cover my eyes with one hand and just sort of wrap the other arm around.
Pull the one around and sort of just rock you, just sort of sway gently back and forth with you. Yeah, I've been waiting to see that, in fact. It has seemed strange that it hasn't happened.
So maybe I think we could just move on to Wolf Cool Jr.
Wolf Cool Jr. is a project we're so excited about, and I think we finally found the right people for it. You guys are kind of these young folks who have these ideas that seem so crazy to me, and maybe I'm a dinosaur, and so let's get in touch with that. And even if it doesn't make sense to anyone or no one likes what you're doing it anyway. And isn't that what Wolf Cool Jr. is about, taking chances?
Because we've done other networks. You know, they had Wolf Pop, which is podcasting for women.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they did Earwolf, which is podcasting for...
Dorks. Mm-hmm.
But what about kids and babies?
Mm-hmm.
So do we have any ideas and like just bouncing stuff off the walls and throwing the
I want you to feel so much freedom to get yes. the spaghetti out there and mm-hmm. smash it around. And
we'll have a big spaghetti fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like ideas for new shows? For
okay,
children?
That's not an idea, but it's. But you know what you're doing
it's
with
dating,
that?
Yes.
Is you're putting the spaghetti through the colander and you're just getting it, you know, just so it's ready to be touched and held. And now let's start throwing the spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Close your eyes and touch it with your hand.
Mm-hmm. Does it feel like brains?
How about a show about...
Okay, we don't know if it feels like brains.
How about a show about dogs?
Okay.
Nintendogs.
Nintendogs?
Nintendogs show would be good.
Okay.
Shout out to the gamer heads out there.
Okay.
July, you're on thin ice.
From my experience with children, I think they really like the Wheels on the Bus, the song The Wheels on the Bus.
Sure.
So we could.
That song has a lot of heat.
It is. We've discussed it a lot on our show. So maybe a show where we sort of like break down the wheels on the bus. Like,
so really your idea for a show is just some way to plug your other
plug
show?
Plug your own show?
I gotta
go listen to this show. This is somebody at home. Oh my God, that show sounds incredible. I have to, let me, how do I stop this show I'm currently listening to quickly and go listen to the one where the wheels on the bus is discussed?
Nice try, Gabe.
Well, I mean, we talk about everything that's sort of in the zeitgeist of culture and society. So the wheels on the bus is naturally one of the subjects.
Okay.
I don't want people to think that that's all we talk about.
Now, what happens if you're doing a whole podcast about wheels on the bus? We're in our 100-plus episode.
Right.
What happens when you run out of bus parts to make noise?
Oh, yeah. Maybe we're kind of there are like also other children's songs that we could do, like those that sort of like go through every episode of a TV show. We could sort of do a different episode on a different children's song. We could like sing it at the beginning and sing it at the end, and then in between we talk about
riff
what
on it
means and our and like our history with the song, our memories of the song.
Okay, well, that's one slam dunk. Wolf Cole Jr. is roaring out of the gate.
What's
Everyone's
the name of that
listening
podcast?
To it. Yeah, what's the name?
Nursery Tunes.
Okay. Back to the drawing board.
What about a show? Sorry, I'm sick. A show about hugging, where we just sort of describe hugs to children and sort of the benefits you get from hugs.
Okay. So you want to describe hugs?
Yes.
Okay. I what would that sound like?
Oh, teaser for possible show?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe it'll sound like, get in here. Ugh.
Okay, and you're humping during the hug, which is not traditionally part of it.
And not really.
If that were a baby, you would have launched the baby across the room with a single hump.
Well, this is a show for babies, so this is sort of teaching babies to showcase that baby strength and, you know, just don't just give it your all with your hugs.
Okay, but you were going to describe the hug as well, not just, we weren't just going to hear it. You were going to also describe it.
Yes.
Okay. So first you get your left hand, then your right hand. You look at them. Mm-hmm. You raise both your arms, and you sort of walk slowly like a Frankenstein to the person you want to hug.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sort of do like a C formation if we're looking above from a helicopter view. And you sort of trap the other person and they're like your basketball and you're the hoop.
Good God, hugs are terrifying to you. The person becomes trapped by a Frankenstein. That's what you described, July.
Yeah.
Is that really your experience? Oh, you've never had a hug from Hayes.
Okay.
No.
Oh, no wonder. Yeah. Oh, God.
And also, Frankenstein wouldn't do a C. His hug would be a V shape. From a helicopter view.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
Right, don't we think?
You're right, yeah.
Or, like, almost an H.
And to be honest, July, Frankenstein is the doctor. You're thinking of Frankenstein's monster.
That's true.
Yeah, that's super true.
And if you were, you know, to walk like a Dr. Frankenstein over to somebody, you'd have to be in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
because if you remember when he was in charge of X-Men.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess if you want to hug like Dr. Frankenstein, you would roll yourself.
Hold on, Cody, is the machines is okay? You guys, what you didn't see is Cody is looking at the machines and is pulling on all of it. And I'm starting to get real scared. And it seems like maybe he's identified a problem.
No, that's good. I'm just checking it out.
Okay, and he just got interested for some reason. So, all right, but that's the bumps.
Normally,
and you guys at Wolf Cole Jr. will be dealing with that. Go ahead.
Normally when Cody stands up, it's to mysteriously leave the room in an emergency. And I'm actually more comfortable with that now than I am with him just fingering a bunch of knobs on the other side of the board.
Yeah, it was like he fell in love with one of the plugs.
Cody knows what he's doing. He's a prof. Professional. I just had to finish the word. May I pitch another show? Is that okay, or are we done? have we gotten the boot? From
guess
the
it depends
pitch
on the show. I haven't really heard from Agata on the shows either. But
well, I'm trying to think of what babies like. It's been so long since I've been a baby.
Right. Mm.
How about this? How about a show
with
that
her bragging about how old she is and she's not a baby.
Being a baby. I'm a whole grown up. It's like. Yeah, maybe.
Okay, I feel like babies like TV shows for babies, right? Like cartoons. So maybe a show about cartoons.
Oh, the podcast.
Cartoons? Like the wheels on the bus? That's a bus.
Yeah, Gabe kind of already covered
a
that.
A bus is like much too big to be a car.
Well, it's like a car machine, though. It's a big car machine. That's true, but... The problem in part
it's like
is
a monster car.
Yes. The car is basically on friggin' steroids and is like the Schwarzenegger version of a car. Mm-hmm. And in the same way that July's hug was too strong and too big for a car, I'm afraid that the bus is too strong of a car because a baby can't really imagine themselves driving that yet. Now, can they?
That's true. Good point.
I do think Agata.
Remember, we used to do it on the show.
What game?
What is it, Gabe?
I was going to say, Agata didn't have a terrible idea, and it sort
Thanks.
Of ties in to what I was going to pitch, which is, you know, we talked about Animaniacs before, and they were, like, such a big hit with kids when they were on TV.
Actually, they got canceled pretty quickly. They were influential, but they weren't a big hit. I liked it, but it was too messed up for a lot of people.
And they were putting on the show against the will of the studio.
We'd want to be That's able true. To work with the studios. We don't want that kind of bad blood. Ultimately, this town is about relationships.
So you think they're too sort of anti-
Oh, is that what you think I think? Is that what you think I think?
For the podcast world? I was just trying to clarify- With you, I was.
You think I think they're too anti something something? Well, I'll tell you what, Gabe. Mm-hmm. Don't think about what you think I think. Just listen to what I say. I want to do, and that's a lesson for everybody around me. And I'm not taking any BS anymore. So, what do we think of this Obama cat? Is this guy off his nut or what? Is he freaking screwed up?
There's an Obama cat? Is this like Grumpy Cat?
No.
That could be a good meme with like showing...
Walk me through it. I know you're onto something, but I can't quite see it yet.
Showing Grumpy Cat reacting to various policies of Obama's.
Here's what I was thinking.
Like, or if it's like you like your plan, you could keep your plan. Grumpy Cat's face. Yeah, right.
Oh, that's dope.
Lols.
Dope. Okay, dope. That's dope. When you had first said it, I pictured like it's Grumpy Cat's face, but it's like a quote from an Obama speech.
Okay. That's like Grumpy sort Cat of like
saying
what I did.
It. Well, you have Grumpy Cat reacting
He's
to
reacting
it.
He's reacting to Obama.
But I mean, my Grumpy Cat is saying it.
Okay. And so the message there would be that Obama is too grumpy to be president.
Potentially. You said it, not me. Dope. Yo, I'm liking this. So maybe that's a podcast. Kids talking about memes and then Obama's there.
Was anyone else who was actually close to being a baby and willing to admit to being a baby recently, like knows what babies like and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Not anyone who's trying to really draw a lot of distance between themselves and babies when it's that's the antithesis
of what we need.
When
the whole idea is about trying to form connections to babies and that's why you guys are here.
Does anyone not want to submarine their own opportunity by making it very clear that they don't understand babies?
I've been spending a lot of time with my niece. She's
okay. So that's what we've been up to for the past year.
Yeah, yeah, I've been spending some time with my niece.
A lot of free time opened up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was working here and then...
Was that the kind of excuse they gave you to, like, make it look good when, like, you parted ways? They
said,
like,
niece needs your attention.
He's going to be spending a lot of time with his niece.
Yeah, I think that sort of when we were spending all the
time... Wait, this isn't Andy niece, is it?
It's not Andy niece. I like that guy a lot, but no, I'm talking about my actual... Her name's Ella, and she's a little... She's a baby. She's my sister's baby.
Mm-hmm. Ella Fitzgerald? She's old.
She is old. Yeah, no, that my...
Dope.
Yeah.
What is she like, Gabe?
She's just, like, real... She loves, like, playing on the iPad. Like, babies are really into iPads these days.
Yo, real quick, what I love about babies is they just shoot you straight, you know? There's no
babies
filter.
Are straight up.
If you're ugly, a baby's just going to be like, that man's ugly, daddy, and you just got to deal with it. Dope.
Babies are straight up, where like a lot of chicks will be like sort of acting like they like you, but then as soon as you're like, do you actually like me? They like aren't willing to just be straight up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, babies actually will tell you if they just want something from you, they just ask for it. Yo, give me that donut. That's all they do, but they don't pretend like, oh, I'm friends with you and then try to get your donut.
Yeah, if baby likes you, they don't play games.
Yeah, chicks play too much games. July, speak on that.
Chicks play a lot of games. I'm a huge game head. So, you know, totally in my wheelhouse here. Just out there, my gamer tag is July69420. Just chat me up.
Yo, Agato, what's the dankest kush you've ever smoked?
I mean,
it's the speed round. So.
just that you know, that blueberry stuff.
The blueberry stuff. Yep. Yo, okay, Gabe.
Yeah.
Be honest, man. Okay. Don't bullshit me, man. That feeling of catching waves, is there anything like it?
No. I don't think so. I surfing is a lifestyle and it's about being out in nature and meeting the ocean and all the seahorses, and it's important.
Cody, should daily fantasy be legal?
I'm sorry, I was doing something on the internet.
Please be more specific.
Cody, I think now is trying to get caught doing something funny on the internet. Should daily fantasy be legal?
Is this mic on?
Yeah.
Okay. It's one thing that could be, but I don't really care. I don't know for sure.
Dope answer.
It is one thing that could be legal.
It's one thing that could be, but I don't really care. I don't know for sure. That's how you answer a question. Now, what if we think is the biggest dog?
Of dog breeds?
Yeah.
Now this was a podcast pitched earlier, and so
Clifford.
This should really be
Clifford's.
This should really be Agata.
Saint Bernard.
Doing this
biggest dog.
Okay, I think it's Clifford.
Clifford is bigger. Clifford is bigger than a Saint Bernard.
Shit. Yeah, he is bigger.
Okay, and is it possible to think about dogs without getting sad?
You mean like missing dogs?
Well, Saint Bernards only live like 9 years max. Their heart's not big enough for their whole body get the blood all through it.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm sad.
Yeah, well, so is this really a good podcast we want to do? Because ideally, podcast is making people happy in the car.
It's keeping them company.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to feel like there's someone in the car. Yeah, and I don't have a boyfriend or whatever.
Well, I think, you know, when I was a kid, they came out with the Beethoven series of movies.
That originally. Was a big dog,
That was a
dude.
Big dog. He was
dude,
a
Dude, that
Bernard.
Dog was fucking big.
Dope. Grodin's like, that damn dog.
And they played the
kids
roll
liked
over,
him, though.
Rollover Beethoven song.
The kids liked him.
Uh-huh.
But I think that a lot of the people from my generation are, they get depressed when they think about Beethoven now.
In some ways, Beethoven was a precursor to We're the Millers, where We're the Millers did innovate by having spider bite dude's dick. But if you recalled, Lil Wiener Dude bite dude's wiener in the Beethoven thing.
Oh, the wiener dog.
Bite dude's wiener, yeah.
Yeah.
And when he tried to do the crime.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something to think about.
What about, like, what's the nicest dog though, dude?
I would say it's dude, my dog.
Dude, stay on topic, man. What's the nicest dog, man?
The nicest dog is my dog. My dog's the nicest dog.
Is your dog being a slide like Clifford?
Sometimes.
Is he able to like help out his friends in that way?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, every morning we let him out of the apartment and he goes around and we don't know what he does, but I assume
But you think he might
adventures.
Be a slide?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I'll have to – we have to put a GoPro on him to be sure.
And see if he'd be a slide?
Yeah.
Okay, he's lying. Now, to me, the best part about podcasts can be like, okay, so – I'm listening to this, but I don't really have to because who gives a shit? Is there any way for us to recreate that, but for babies?
I think so. I think that that's how babies like approach all forms of entertainment.
Name 10 podcasts.
Okay. Hollywood Handbook.
Okay. Doesn't really fit my exam.
Galmania.
Mm-hmm. Though, is that a thing now?
I think so.
Where it's at, Feral Audio?
I think they went solo. Mm. I think they went out on their own.
That was a good move for them.
I think a lot of the time when it comes to these networks, you know, you have to weigh a lot of things before you think about joining them or staying with them. You know, you got to think about those CPMs and
that's a podcast.
Impressions.
This is a podcast.
Oh, that's no, I'm talking
one.
You're in the middle of a list of 10 podcasts.
Oh, right. You okay. Yeah. The Adam Carolla Show is one. Okay. Then
WTF.
WTF. Thank you. Mm-hmm. God is helping me. Pete Holmes Show.
Mm-hmm. And then that's Gabe.
Why do you think July loves seeing you fail, Gabe?
Did I fail?
Why do you
I
think it
I
gives
10?
July such pleasure? Look at his face to see.
Oh, I'm so sick.
Are you okay?
And see, this is another good lesson from July, which is neither of the other of you came in with an established bit.
Yeah, he had this sick character that he'd been working on clearly for quite some time.
Here we just have Gabe, the list not be great at it,
mm-hmm, and I'm sorry, but that's true.
And we have Agata. All we know about her is that she's not a baby. But July, the people at home know that July is sick.
Sick and game.
And that he's a game head. He's established a lot of details for himself.
So
maybe you guys have some that you could like kind of establish and like get comedy out of the way July has his, okay. His cough noise.
So let's pitch an idea and maybe you can ask July for help too if he has some stuff he didn't use that maybe would have conflicted with his sick thing.
And open to it.
Okay, yeah. So Agata asked July.
July, what do I do?
Yeah, what's her thing?
Okay, well, you could be really into roast beef because I feel like that
feel like
was
that
a
was
strong
way.
No, he did. He gobbled
did,
that one up,
he
too.
He did do that one as well.
So, yes. July, try to give her one that you didn't use already.
Okay. Let's see. Maybe just be a baby. Maybe just like...
Be a baby?
Because so far you've been saying you're not a baby.
Yeah.
But maybe we find out that you are a baby.
And now, Agata, make that your own. What's your twist on it? Okay, yeah.
That was a pretty hard right turn for that character. We said a twist, you know, but the direction you went with that was like almost too twisted.
What I will say is comedy is only surprise. And we've established that on the show, that really comedy is just being surprised, and that in any given moment, the funniest thing that could happen is if, like, you just exploded. So that did surprise me and shock me.
Yes.
For the baby to say, what was it again?
Wee.
Yes. That did shock me. At the same time, I would say, maybe our listeners aren't ready to be
hear a baby so sad.
Yes.
To hear a baby be as sad as
that. All right, I'll work on it.
And because if you think about the babies who are in daycare and they're listening to this and they hear you be so sad as a baby, now all the babies in the daycare are sad.
Right, okay.
Nap time's over.
Gabe, have you come up with anything for yourself?
Sure. How about, I'll start with the title, Babies Having Babies. And it's sort of like...
hang on, no, it's a character
this is like
trait for you.
This is like
oh, it's a character trait.
Four topics ago.
Holy
shit.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not following any of the ground rules.
Doesn't know what a list
is.
Is
this your talking about baby podcast?
You can ask July, too, for
July.
Help.
Okay, July. What should my character trait be?
All right, Gabe.
Don't tell him July.
All right, Gabe. So
remember how much you like another one of your traits, July, is loving to see Gabe fail.
Gabe, so we know it's been established. We're all terrible at hugging.
Okay.
But you've been hugging all of us this whole time.
Oh, is that like a twist? Is that the twist?
Do with it as you will.
July, that was a really bad suggestion. Good job. That was really awful.
I couldn't have imagined. I thought, oh, there's no way he's going to be able to completely tank this. But I, at no point in the suggestion did I feel like you had any idea where you were going or that it could possibly help Gabe or even really be a suggestion.
What if I'm just, like, always shoving cookies in my mouth?
Okay, and is that
sound like... That's a cookie monster.
Yes, is that sound like someone we already know, the cookie monster?
But babies love cookie monster.
It's not so much about babies at this point, Kate.
Maybe that can be my character trait, is that I'm always a few conversations behind.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that works.
That could be good. Are you able to keep track of that
I think
sufficiently?
So. I think so. I can try. My mind is racing at 100 thoughts per minute. So.
Hold up. Speed 2. That was on a boat?
Yes, we're back into the lightning round. Cody, that question's for you.
Don't you think that Wolf is the biggest dog?
Dope. Okay.
Hey, that's... my character trait.
Let's keep it trucking along. And we just keep on moving. And don't forget. Hey, Agata, what's the ideal pH for your outdoor pool?
-7.
Okay, let's cruise on down the road. Yo, July, hang on a second, man. Why is Isis so mean?
Oh. Fuck. I don't like getting political in IRL or in podcast world. So, no comment.
No reason to stop right now. Will Rooney Mara be nominated for her performance in Carol? Gabe, lay it on me.
Yeah, I think so. You know, Todd Haynes is a classic director. He always makes interesting movies, and she's... always taking on challenging roles.
Gabe, sorry, you completely sold out your character. What a great opportunity to finish the show by answering that question, like, much later than it was asked. But
okay.
I'm just amazed at the fact that you could struggle so much with every other question. But as soon as you find, like, this great character who's, like, answering questions from the past, you get a question and answer it so perfectly in the present.
I don't even know what to do anymore.
Yeah, that pretty good answer is probably the worst thing you could have done for the podcast.
I get really passionate about film.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum podcast.